You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals today heard a challenge to Michigan's emergency manager law. John Filo is executive director and legal director of the not-for-profit Sugar Law Center in Detroit. He's with us now from Cincinnati, where the appeals court heard the oral arguments. John, exactly what happened today?
Well, there was a hearing today on our challenge to Michigan's emergency manager law. Both us and the state gave arguments. We've been arguing as consistently all along that the emergency manager law violates people's fundamental right to vote in a number of ways.
Exactly what are you asking of the court today, of the appeals court?
Is to recognize that there is a valid claim, at least that we've stated a valid claim, for violation of voting rights under the Equal Protection Clause, under the Voting Rights Act, under notions of substantive due process. If they agree, it would be sent back to the trial court for the trial.
You want the Court of Appeals to reverse a Detroit federal judge's order that tossed most of a lawsuit that challenged this law, correct?
Right. The judge at the lower court, we never got into the factual discovery phase. What the judge did in the lower court in Detroit is said there is no claim that exists that we could plead to get the remedy we were seeking. Essentially, the court said there was no impairment of the right to vote by the adoption of the emergency manager law or putting emergency managers in place. With respect to equal protection and the Voting Rights Act, we think it's very hard to get around the fact that when an emergency manager comes into office, the local elected officials have no more governing power. That is all transferred to emergency manager. Well, if the people you elect no longer have the powers of the office, then your right to vote has been taken back. Additionally, we say, look, if there's a legislative official, and this is under ideas of substantive due process, if there's a legislative official, which is somebody who can pass laws, govern the people, that person must be elected. But the problem that we face in this case is that there is no state that's done what Michigan has done. There's no state that's transferred governing power, all governing power from elected officials with legislative powers to one person. There's no state who sought to resolve their financial emergency by taking the voters out of the aspect. So there's no prior case law.
All right. This is all new for the court.
Right.
So what did the state say back?
One is a theme of the states can do whatever they want with local governments, that local governments simply are not bound by the Constitution in the same way that a state official themselves would be. And they are urging the court to give broad discussion to the state to experiment with their local governments. The sort of other theme, which was a bit curious, was saying that the elected officials still retain significant authority in emergency manager communities. That runs contrary to the experience in communities that had emergency managers, and it's contrary to the text of the law.
John, what kind of questions did you get from the appeals court judges?
There were some factual questions about what the law does along the lines of have elected officials in fact been displaced? And there's numerous instances where in certain communities elected officials were literally locked out of the building. But there were other areas. Some were saying, how is this different than an administrative regulation? And then there were other ones along the lines of, well, is there in fact a right to vote for local officials in any sense? Given the novelty of what the emergency manager law does, what you're doing is drawing analogy to other cases that are very factually different, and both sides were doing that.
And now that oral arguments have been made, John, what comes next?
There will be a decision from this court. We will seek further appeal if we don't prevail. If we do prevail, we'll be back in the trial court.
And just help break it down for us. If you don't have a decision that goes in your way and you say we'll pursue it, what would be the next step up?
It depends on how the ruling is made, but we could ask for a hearing before the entire Sixth Circuit. And then if we lost, we could conceivably ask for a hearing before all the judges of the Sixth Circuit. And then there's the Supreme Court. We will pursue it to the last appeal that we can.
What do you believe is at stake here, John?
I thought it was very interesting listening to radio on the way down here. I think it was author Jeffrey Toobin who was asked, what is the most important issue that you see in the next, 2 to 10 years in the United States? And he, without hesitation, said voting rights. There has been a sustained erosion of those rights. We believe that this is part of that, and we believe that this case can fundamentally alter your voting rights, particularly the assumed right we've always had is that we can elect local officials and those officials who make our laws. We really believe that that is fundamentally what is at stake here.
John Filo is the executive director and the legal director of the Sugar Law Center in Detroit. John, thank you for filling us in on today's oral arguments, and I am sure we will be talking as this case proceeds.
Well, thank you for having me.